Today is the 1st of September 1994, and the title of this lecture is Bond Breaking. Bond Breaking. This lecture, Bond Breaking, must not be separated from the earlier lecture entitled Bonding Bracket Relationships, end of bracket. The two lectures form a set. They form a pair, they form a set, and should not be separated. It's a few months now since I cut that earlier lecture on the subject of bonding. And the first thing I want to say is that everything I said on that tape is absolutely and perfectly factual. It's perfectly true. We can erase each and every bonding, each and every relationship in the mind that hangs fire in therapy. We can erase them at level 5C. And it is also true that they should not be attempted. No attempt should be made to address relationships in the mind until one reaches level 5C. All of that is true, and there's nothing on this tape I'm going to give you now which is going to change that in the slightest. All I'm going to give you now is a faster method of breaking bondings in the mind, a faster method of erasing bondings. This happens very much in psychological research, that you discover a method of doing something, and it does the trick, it's adequate, it does the trick, and then when you've used that to clean up this area of the psyche, clean up this area of the mind, and you put the whole subject to bed, and then your attention goes into other areas of the mind, and you do other research and clean up other areas, then suddenly one day you say, oh my God, there is a simpler way to do that. Well, that is what has happened here now. I suddenly realized that there is a simpler method of erasing relationships from the psyche. A simpler method. Now, note what I'm saying here. This method I'm giving you is simpler and faster, therefore faster. Simpler and faster than the method given in the earlier lecture. It does not in any way invalidate what I said in the earlier lecture. This is simply an alternative method of doing it, which I think you will find is simpler and faster than making the relationship, the subject matter of the To Know Goals package at level 5C. It follows, therefore, that everything written in the write-up, and bear in mind, I said in the write-up that any postulate can be made the subject matter of the To Know Goals package at level 5C. That is true. That is true. So the write-up is still complete. The write-up, as given, as published, will still do the trick. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't sufficient to do the trick, it of course would never have been published. I would have spotted there was a flaw, there was a weakness in level 5C. And I gave that level 5C exhaustive research on all sorts of postulates till I was absolutely certain of my statement that the level 5C can be used in that context to erase postulates from the mind. Now, there are possibly many people who will hear this lecture, hear this talk, and say, Dennis, you are, when you say that this is a simpler method of handling and erasing postulates, this is a simpler method of erasing bondings from the mind, you are incorrect. That this is not a simpler method. This is a more complex method. Very well. Then for you, if you find this method I'm going to give you more complicated than the method given already, then fine, stay with the earlier method. It will work for you, and it will do the trick. But as far as I'm concerned, I would consider this a simpler method. So I'm in that, from that reality that I consider this a simpler method, I'm giving you this simpler method. I think both methods should exist. Now this method on the methodology given on this tape does actually mean that we have a new level in our therapy, which becomes level 5D. Now the reason this becomes level 5D and not some level 6 or anything like that is because the procedure is still intimately bound up with level 5A. In other words, that just as level 5C is intimately bound up with level 5A, in that every time you finish with something at level 5C, you must go back and re-nail the general to no goals package at level 5A. Or similarly, with this new level 5D, every time you finish handling something, you must go back and re-nail the to no goals package at level 5A. So it clearly is a part of level 5 and is not any part of any new level. It's simply level 5D of level 5. And the name of the level is level 5D, alternative, or correct, more correctly, alternate bond breaking. Now, before we proceed with level 5D, I will give you the basic postulate structure of the level, the basic rationale, the basic reason why of the level. In other words, I'll give you the foundation upon which it rests. Now, there's two propositions upon which level 5D rests, and here they are. Now, here's the first one. The reason why a bonding hangs fire in the mind is because the person is still subscribing to it. That was the first one. And the second one is that any bonding in the mind can be erased by taking over the automaticity that is keeping that bonding in existence. Now, they are the two fundamentals of level 5D. They are the two fundamentals of level 5D. And from those two fundamentals, our modus operandi at level 5D proceeds. It stems from those two fundamentals. So you better get and understand those two fundamentals. I'll go through them in detail for you. The first one, that the reason that the bonding hangs fire is because the person is still subscribing to it. Well, if you think about that for a moment, that is obvious. But I'm putting it in there because sometimes the obvious escapes people. They may wonder why this thing is hanging fire. Well, you need look no further. The reason why a bonding hangs fire in the psyche is because you are subscribing to it. It's not sitting in there because your Auntie Mabel subscribes to it still, or your Auntie Mabel subscribed to it once, or your dad subscribed to it. It's in there because you are subscribing to it. You subscribed to it in the past, and you are still subscribing to it in the present. It's got nothing to do with whether or not the bonding is true or false in the universe. That has got absolutely nothing to do with it. The bonding may be true in the universe, the bonding might be a pack of lies from start to finish. It doesn't depend upon whether the bonding is true or false. It only depends, its continued existence in the mind only depends upon this fact that if you are subscribing to it still, then it will continue to exist in your mind. Now do you understand that? You've got to get that absolutely clear. You've got to get that absolutely clear. It's you doing it. It's your bonding. It's your mind, and it's you holding it in your mind. You've got to get that. You've got to get that and understand that absolutely thoroughly, as you won't get anywhere with 5D. Now let's take up this second fundamental, that we can erase any bonding from the mind by taking over the automaticity that's holding it in suspension in the mind. In other words, this bonding that which you are subscribing to stemmed from some point in your past. The bonding is not necessarily, to use Dianetics and Scientology technology, the bonding is not necessarily a part of your reactive bank. It's almost certainly a part of the, more a part of your analytical mind. In other words, the bonding is something you used as a solution to a problem. It's more likely to be a game strategy than it is to be anything to do with your reactive bank. So you must understand that these bondings are solutions to problems rather than problems. They're more of an analytical function more than a reactive function. But by methodically taking over the automaticity that is keeping these things in existence, we very, very rapidly and very quickly take them back out of existence again. But of course, you won't take them back out of existence until you stop subscribing to them. Now, you've got to get that. I mean, if you've got this beautiful bonding, you say, oh, well, this bonding is the absolute essence, the absolute quintessence of perfect truth. And that I need this bonding to live with, and that in the absence of this bonding I will die an immediate and horrible death. Well, while you're believing that, you're wasting your time going ahead with level 5D, and you better understand that right from the outset. In other words, you've got to want to be free of this bonding before you can ever break it. While you want the bonding, then you will be stuck with the bonding. After all, it is your mind and it is your bonding. The bonding is only in there because you once found it useful and you've stuck yourself with it. So you've got to say to yourself, do I want this bonding anymore? Okay, I don't want it anymore. Right, now I can get rid of it. How do I get rid of it? Well, I can get rid of it at level 5C, but also I can get rid of it at level 5D. And level 5D is what we're dealing with at the moment, so I'll tell you how you can get rid of it at level 5D. Now, the most common phenomena that occurs when you start addressing a bonding in therapy with a view to erasing it is that while you're addressing this bonding, some other bonding shows up, which the one you're dealing with is clearly related to. Now, this phenomenon, as I used to say, is very, very common. It's so common that you're going to have to know what to do about it. Now, what you do about it is very simple. You have a piece of paper, a pad by your side, and a pencil or a pen. And when these other bondings show up, you simply note them down. You collect them, in other words. And then when you've written them down, you go back and proceed to erase the one that you started out with. Don't get me on this. You start out with this bonding, and while you're working with it, we'll call it X. You start out with X, this relationship X, and while you're working with X, relationship Y shows up. Now, the thing you do is you write Y down on a pad. Get it? The thing you don't do is leave X and go on to Y. That's definitely a flunk. That is definitely a flunk. You must proceed, as we know in therapy, you must complete your cycles as you go. You mustn't leave X and go on to Y. You stay with X. Now, one or more bondings may show up. Doesn't matter how many show up. You note them all down. I don't think you'll find more than three or four will show up. I never had more than three or four, but maybe a maximum of six. Let's say a maximum of six will show up. These bondings will show up while you're dealing with the first one. Okay, just note them all down, but you don't leave the first one. You don't leave X. You go on until by using your technology, you've erased X. Now, that is true for level 5C and level 5D. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make the slightest bit of difference. You don't go madly rushing around the place, and taking a nibble off this bonding here, and then another one shows up. Say, oh, I've got to deal with that one first, so you go over there. Now, that is one sure way to make a cock case out yourself on this subject of bondings. You will get yourself in a frightful mess if you do it that way. You've got to start on one. You say, right, I've started on this one. This is the one I'm going to erase first. And it will erase. You'll get there. But you may have three or four or half a dozen others show up during the erasure. Just note them down. And each and every one of those that shows up will need to be addressed by you in therapy. That's why you have to write them down. Don't try and commit them to memory. Write them down on a pad so you've got them. You've got them nailed. Because they're due for execution, they are. They're due for execution. They're going to come along. They're going to be handled. The more they show up, you write them down. Okay? You get that. Also, as I've already mentioned to you on the earlier tape, on the earlier tape we're talking about bondings and relationships, don't be a bit surprised to discover that when you address a bonding, that its reverse shows up. You know, you're dealing in therapy with if A then B, and suddenly it occurs to you that if B then A is also true for you. Okay, fine, just write it down on a pad. Just write it down. You'll deal with that one too. In other words, we deal in a methodical manner with every relationship that shows up. But we don't leave, having started on a relationship, having started on a bonding, having started to erase one, we stay with that one until we've erased it. And then we go ahead to the next one, and we simply note down all those that show up. They trigger each other in the mind by association. That's all that's happening. They trigger each other. Actually, they form in, you'll soon come to see what's happening here, that they're forming in little clusters in the mind. And each little cluster is a separate cluster. See, either you're going to have a bonding that's a separate bonding all by itself in the mind, just this single if A then B, so it's there all by itself in the mind, which is rather rare actually, but it does occur occasionally. It's either going to be that, or you're going to get an if A then B show up, and you think, oh, you start to erase it, then another one shows up that's clearly associated with it. And then another one shows up. You've got yourself a little cluster, you see. Right, note them all down. You'll eventually erase the whole cluster. And there's never more than, well, as I say, I've never known more than three or four to be in the cluster. But be prepared for half a dozen. Now, we could, I do know a method of getting the whole cluster, getting them all out before you even start. But it's a rather complex method there, and really there's no benefit to be obtained from it. If the thing is in the, if one of these relationships is in the cluster, it's going to show up sooner or later anyway, while you're dealing with the other bondings in the cluster. You see what I'm getting at? So none of them are going to escape you, simply because if they're connected to each other, they're going to show up because of the bondings, because of the connections. As you deal with one, they're going to trigger or stimulate the others, and you're going to eventually get the whole set. You're going to eventually get the whole lot erased. So there's no real point in getting the whole lot out before you even start. And as it's a rather complex procedure to attempt to do so, I won't give it to you. But it can be done, I can assure you, but there's no point in doing it, so you might as well just proceed and use the system I'm giving you, which is the simplest way to do it. There's no advantage in using a more complex way of going about it when the simple way does work. So our stable datum here is that you're going to have a pencil and a pad by your side when working with bondings. And this is true at level 5C and at level 5D. Don't try and rely on your memory. Write them down. Then once they're written down, they're nailed. You've got them. They're nailed down, ready for execution. Each one's going to be handled. Okay, well now, we're now ready to go into discover just how to take over the automaticity of a bonding in the mind, which is the very heart, the very core, the very essence of level 5D. Now, supposing the easiest way I can introduce this to you is to say, supposing you wanted to teach a child a bonding. Supposing you had this young child and you wanted to teach them a bonding. Well, there's a way you could go about teaching them the bonding. I mean, you could sit down and give them the bonding and show it to them and say, well, here's FA then B, and there's the relationship. The child would sort of look at it and think about it. And with a young child, you probably have minimal success, you know. And even with an older child, they think about it now. Now, that isn't the way children learn things. Now, but if you were to go about it in this method, you could actually teach the child the bonding. And we can utilise this method in therapy. As you'll see, we're utilising this teaching. It's a teaching method, but you're using it as a therapeutic tool. Because, as you see, there's not you and the child involved, there's just you involved. And the child is simply a part of your psyche. You'll see what I'm getting at. It sounds a little complicated, but as I proceed, you'll understand what I'm getting at. Now, you could teach a child the bonding. Especially you wanted to teach a child this bonding. If boy, then wearing cap. And or loosely, if boy, then cap. And we with the understanding that when we say cap, we mean a person wearing a cap. Cap equals person wearing a cap. Okay? So our bonding is if boy, then person wearing a cap. Supposing we wish to teach a child this particular relationship. I'm not suggesting that it would be a good thing to teach a child this. Actually, it wouldn't be a very good thing to teach any child that relationship, because it's the most peculiar relationship. But nevertheless, if you wanted to, there's a way, it's a very systematic way you could go about it with a child. You could teach the child the relationship. Whether the child would hang on to the relationship for very long, they might think it a most peculiar thing and discard it. But nevertheless, you could teach it to them. And this is how you could go about it. You could say to the child, every time I say boy, I want you to say cap. And the child would nod his head. You say, right. So you say to the child, boy. And he says, cap. You say, boy. He says, cap. And you could go on like that until there's no more change. Until every time you say boy, he says cap. And he's quite happy. You say boy, he says cap. Then you say to the child, you say, all right. Now you say to the child then, now you say to me, you say to the child, you say to me, no cap, and I will say, no boy. Get the idea? You say to the child, and you say, yep. So he says, no cap. And every time he says, no cap, you say, no boy. He gets the idea of this game. So he says, no cap, you say, no boy. And you go on like this until all his smiles and giggles and laughter has gone off, and there's no more change. You say, well, that's fine. And you finish with that one. Right, and the third thing you'd say to the child, the third step you'd say to the child, all right, now you say that, say to the child, every time, I'm going to say to you, now you say to the child, I'm going to say to you, no cap, and I want you, the child, I want you to say, no boy. The child gets the idea of that, so you say, no cap, and he says, no boy. You say, no cap, he says, no boy. And you continue on this until there's no more change, and the child had, there's clearly no more change in the situation, the child was quite happy with it. You say, no cap, he says, no boy. Right, that's the end of the third step. You then say to the child, all right, you say to the child, now I want you to say boy, and every time you say boy, I will say cap. So the child says, okay, off he goes. He says boy. Every time he says boy, you say cap. He says boy, you say cap. And that's the fourth step. You run that until there's no more change. The child was quite happy with that. And that is the four steps. There's only those four steps. I won't go through them again. If you want what they are, just go through them, and you'll see them. But I will be repeating them later on in another context, so you'll see them again. So they are the four steps. Now, if you wanted to with the child, you could then go back and repeat the four steps again. Go through them all just to make sure there's no more change there. Until the child can go through each of those four steps, no more change. And then quite a remarkable thing would happen. to the child. Quite remarkable. You then say to the child, think of a boy. And you think of a boy. And you say, well, when you think of a boy, what do you think of? And he says, I think of a person wearing a cap. You've done it. You would have sold him on the bonding. See that? You could educate the child into the bonding by doing that. And for some period of time, every time that child thought of a boy, he would think of a person wearing a cap. And every time that child thought of a person who wasn't wearing a cap, he would think of a non-boy. In other words, you would have given him the bonding. You would have sold the bonding to him by that little exercise. Now, you might say, well, this is an awful thing you're doing here, Dennis. You're teaching this implantation. Yes, I am. I am. This is how it's done. But nevertheless, I'm teaching it to you as a therapeutic tool. You see, every coin's got two sides in this universe. There's the good side and there's the bad side. What on one side might be an implantation method, on the other side can be used beneficially as a system for removing implantation, for removing conditioning. Well, how would that be? How could we use this, what I've just told you, as a system for breaking the bonding in the mind? Very simply. You would go in and run the thing like a goals package. Do you get it? Remember the goals package technology? At level 5A, level 5B, how you run a goals package? Well, you would run this exactly like a goals package. Supposing, for example, you had the bonding in your mind, if boy, then cap. And that was the one of those that you wanted to break in your psyche. Well, this is how you will go ahead and do it. This is how you will go ahead and do it. You would mock up someone over that way in the class of not self, saying to you, boy. Get that? Now that's his self-determined postulate. In the class of not self, over that way, saying to you, boy. As soon as he says boy, over to you comes the message boy, and that's his self-determined postulate, right? Boy. But his pan-determined postulate is cap. You pick up his pan-determined postulate, use it as your self-determined postulate, and say cap. So every time he says boy, you say cap. He says boy, you say cap. And you would run that just like you would run at any level of a goals package. You would run it until there's no more change. Then you would change your postulate from cap to no cap. Your self-determined postulate changes from cap to no cap. Then your pan-determined postulate out over the other end of the comm line now goes into no boy, right? So you then punch out no cap and get that person at the other end of the comm line to say no boy. You can see it's an overwhelm if you want to. But you're saying no cap, he's saying no boy. And you will continue until you could do that. Until there's no more change. Every time you say cap, every time you say no cap, he says no boy. Then the third one is, you then move across to the next level up, but that was level 3. We're now up to level 2. Level 2 is you saying, level 2 is the person saying to you, no cap, and you saying no boy. He says no cap, you say no boy. You run that until there's no more change. Then you move into level 1, which is you saying boy, and the person at the other end of the comm line saying cap. and you run that until there's no more change. Then there are the four steps. Then you would go back to step four again, starting at the beginning, and run the whole set again just to make sure that there's no more change on any of the levels. And a remarkable thing would happen. When you then come to test that bonding in your mind, if boy then cap, you would now find that you could think of a boy without thinking of a person wearing a cap. You would have broken the bonding. The bonding's broken. Now, why is the bonding broken? Well, the bonding is broken because you've taken over the automaticity that's holding the bonding in existence. See that? By creating in your own psyche the classes of self and not self, and going through each one of these methodical steps, you've covered all four possibilities. There's only four possibilities. There's either, you see, you could have only got this bonding in one of four ways. Either it's you saying boy and getting someone else to say cap, or somebody over that way is saying no cap and they're getting you to say no boy. Or you are saying no cap and they are saying no boy. Or they're saying boy and you're saying cap. Or any combination of all four. It's going to be one or the other. All four of those would be the what you learned is the way you would have learnt it in life. You get it? If you examine any of these bondings, you would find that you would have learnt them that way, or some way very, very similar to that. There would have been you and another person involved. You wouldn't have learnt these bondings in isolation from other people. Maybe you picked them up from your parents, maybe you picked them up at school, maybe you picked them up on Galaxy 4. God knows where you picked them up from. But you didn't pick them up in isolation. They were picked up between you and other people. And you would have picked them up in some method similar to the four steps I've just given. And so therefore, by creating those four steps, which are the very essence of it, in your own psyche, you would break the bonding again. In other words, what you're doing essentially is that you're creating the bonding in your own psyche. You're creating it. But because it's there already and you are creating it, you're taking over the automaticity that's holding it in existence. So you're becoming the one that's putting it there. And so therefore you regain your determinism, your self-determinism, to hold it in your mind or not hold it in your mind. In other words, you've taken over the automaticities, so you've now regained control over this phenomenon in your own psyche. It's the old phenomenon of taking over the automaticity of the thing that's out of control. But I'm just using it in a particular form to break bonding. And you follow it. You follow the cycle there. There's four steps. It's a little goals package, in other words. It's a little tiny goals package. And there's four steps in the package. There's four levels to the package. If you'd like to see it, you could see it in terms of a goals package. You'd say, well, it would start in at level one and would go through. Level one would fail and the person would then go into level two. Then they would go into a valence shift. Then they would go into level three. Then that would fail, and then the final level they go into level four, and that will be the final one in the set. You can see it that way. You can see it completely in terms of a goals package, and that would be an excellent way to see it if you wanted to. Now, this is quite a remarkable piece of technology, I can assure you. Quite a remarkable piece of technology. And it's a very, very fast precision tool for breaking bondings, I can assure you, when used exactly in the method that I've given. But if you were to use this technology on other people as a method of implanting them with bondings, then you become an implanter, and you're using this technology in a non-life manner, when used in the manner I've suggested you use it, as a therapeutic tool, it's beneficial, and it's a piece of life technology. If you want to become an implanter and you want to dominate people, you want to make slaves out of them, then you can use this technology to implant bondings into people, just like you could implant the bonding into a child by using the education, using this as an educational tool. If you want to do that, well, then so be it. It's on your head. It's on your head. But nevertheless, as a therapeutic tool, it's excellent. It takes them apart. This technology will take a bonding apart with the same ruthless efficiency that a gold package erases postulates in that gold package. It has the same ruthless efficiency because it's based upon the same mechanism. We're using the same mechanism here. So we could expect that we can take bondings apart rather rapidly using this technology. But as I say, many of you might, having heard this tape and listened to it, you say, well, it's too complicated for me. I'll stick to level 5C. Well, level 5C will get you there. It will get you there. But this is faster and simpler. At least I think so. It's faster and simpler. But nevertheless, you're always free to go back to level 5C and erase a bonding by making it the subject matter of the to no goals package at level 5C. Now, this is the final thing on our steps of level 5D. Having erased a bonding at level 5D, having erased a bonding, you should go back and quickly nip through the to no goals package and re-null it. There is a tendency for charge to reappear in the to no goals package after you've erased a bonding out of your mind. So you must go back to the general to no goals package and mop this charge up, just as you must do so at level 5C. You've got no choice in this matter. Every time you erase a bonding at level 5D or at level 5C, you must go back to the general to no goals package at level 5A and re-null it. Now that is absolutely fundamental and absolutely vital. You've got to do it every time. So don't miss it. It's a necessary step. You must keep that to no goals package at level 5A nulled down. That is the whole secret of success at level 5, is to keep that to no goals package nulled down. The general to no goals package, to keep it running null all the time in therapy. So every time you break a bonding at level 5C or at level 5D, back you go to the to no goals package at level 5A, nip through it and re-null it. Needn't take you more than 2 or 3 minutes. 5 minutes there. Just really the amount of charge that will reappear on the to no goals package depends upon how much trouble you had breaking the bonding at level 5D. If you had a lot of trouble at 5D and a lot of mass showed up and a lot of charge showed up there when you were breaking this bonding, well, you can expect a lot of charge to reappear in the to no goals package at level 5A. Now, what do you do if you're running at level 5D in a bonding and it all goes wrong? It won't erase, it all starts to grind, and it all goes black, it all falls apart on you. Right, just stop running level 5D, go back to run RI. Stop running 5D, run RI, and back you go to level 5A and clean up this whole charge, clean it all up until your field's gone back clean again, you're feeling good again about things, back to 5A, plenty of RI, then go back 5D and have another look at it. There's something you're doing wrong here. You've fallen foul of something somewhere. You better have a nosy around and find out what's gone wrong. You'll find it. You're doing something odd. You're doing something peculiar. That's why it's all gone bad on you. All gone sour on you. But before you attempt that, go back and re-nail the to no goals package at 5A. That will get you out. That's your lifeline. That's your life raft. Get back onto that life raft and clean it all up. And plenty of RI. Now that's the way you run level 5D. You shouldn't have any trouble with it. You shouldn't have a level 5D. You shouldn't have the field going black or anything peculiar like that. But it, God knows, things can happen. If it does happen, that's the way you repair it. So the repair for level 5D is stop. Step A of the repair is stop doing level 5D. Run RI. That's the first step. Second step, return to the general to no goals package at level 5A. Renull it. Finish off step C, finish off with a bit more RI and repeat A, B and C until you're feeling good again. That's the repair if level 5D goes sour on you. Now a final word of warning here, don't mix level 5C and 5D up. Don't start on a goals package, don't start on a bonding. You know, to erase it at level 5C, get halfway through the erasure at level 5C and say, oh, well, I'm not having much success with this, I'll now bail out and go on to level 5D and pick up that same bonding at level 5D. Flunk. That is asking for trouble. It really is. If you're going to start off erasing a bonding at level 5C, you're damn well going to finish it at level 5C. It will erase. And similarly with 5D, you get halfway through 5D and you get into a bit of trouble, you think, oh my God, I better go back to 5C. Flunk! Once you start with it at 5D, you're going to finish it at 5D. But you may have to do a repair. It may be hotter than you think. Some of these bondings, don't be surprised, some of these bondings, you're going to get a tiger by the tail. I can tell you that now. What looks like an innocent little bonding, you pick it up and it looks so nice, you say, oh, this is a nice little bonding, I'll just nip in and erase that at level 5D, and kerrunch, roar, the tiger, you've got the tiger by his tail, and you pulled on the tail, and now you've got the tiger. What do? You erase that, you continue on with the process, you erase the thing at level 5D. You get it? You don't panic, you don't do anything, you just go on. But if you can't proceed and it all gets too heavy for you, okay, bail out and do the level 5D repair I've just given you. Back to the to-no-goals package and mop up the charge. But then, so help me, back you're going to have to go to level 5D and clean up that bonding again. You're going to stay with it until you get it cleaned up. So bear in mind, you can get a tiger by the tail. I've had one or two of them. Cleaning up a bonding, fine, I've got a tiger by the tail. So don't be surprised if it happens. It's not all sweetness and light at level 5D, I can assure you. Or at level 5C, come to that, you can get a tiger by the tail. So be prepared for a bit of fireworks occasionally. There are a few tigers left in the bank at level 5C and level 5D. There aren't many, but there's a few tigers in there still. So be prepared to handle them, and that's the way you handle them. Well, that just about... been replaying this, that just about wraps up this subject of level 5D, and I wish you luck with it, and I think that most people will find that 5D is a simpler and faster method of erasing bondings from the mind than level 5C is. But as I say, it is essentially, it's an alternate bond breaking procedure. It certainly does not in any way replace level 5C. Thank you. Now finally, just one final last thought on the subject. That is, keep your bondings, keep your classes as single word classes. Now I couldn't stress the importance of this. There's absolutely no reason at level 5D to be having classes which have got more than one word in them. You know, you don't want, if to grow petunias in the springtime, then kiss Auntie Mabel goodbye. Well, you better get some symbolism for that, you know. Better say, well, if petunias, then Auntie Mabel. You know, You know what you mean by petunias, and you know what you mean by Auntie Mabel. There's no need to be long-winded. Just symbolise it in your own mind and use the single words when you're working at level 5D. Just like I did when I gave you the example. In the example I gave you, if boy, then cap. The correct there would be, if boy, then person who is wearing a cap. But you know that a person wearing a cap equals cap, you see. Cap equals a person wearing a cap. Knowing that identification in your own mind, it's one you set up. And knowing that you set it up, you can use it. So you only have to use the word cap, knowing that that means a person who wears a cap. You see, that's very, very simple. Makes life a lot easier for you. So keep them at level 5D and a 5C, come to that. Keep your bondings as single word bondings and use your own mental shorthand. It does really save an awful lot of wear and tear on your psyche, you know, to use these little shortcuts and these little bits of shorthand rather than filling your mind with lots and lots of long verbiage. Get used to using shorthand and you get there fastest. Well, that's all I wanted to say on the subject of this bonding, level 5D. I wish you luck with it, and bye-bye for now.